Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amaranth, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
A very friendly hello and good evening, Chiefs fans. Brendan Howe here, welcoming you into the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. It is game three of our series tonight from Dozer Park between our Chiefs and the Beloit Skycarp. If you were unable to check in with us last night, we'll give you a brief rundown of what went down. It was Beloit earning the win 8-1, going up 2-0 in this series this week and evening the season series at 4 games apiece. Ironically enough, the road team in this season series of the 8 games played has won 6 of them. And 6 of the 9 Beloit starters wound up with an RBI in the ballgame last night. 8 of the 9 had at least one hit, and all 9 reached base in some form or fashion in the ballgame 24 hours or so ago. Drew Verhagen, he made a rehab appearance last night, and he needed just 6 pitches to retire the side in the lone inning that he worked. Giannis Rodriguez followed him, allowing just 2 runs over 4 innings and a solid effort for him. Nick Trigerlik-Iverson was splendid as well. He tossed a scoreless inning himself, and it wasn't until Nathaniel Heredia came on that the wheels came loose, as he had a very uncharacteristic outing, surrendering 4 runs in the 7th inning, which is been an inning this week that Beloit has done their most damage this week. They've scored a combined 9 runs in 2 games in their half of the 7th this week. They've been mighty strong in the late innings in the first couple of contests this week. The Chiefs are looking to replicate the kind of offense that they've seen from their opposition this week, as Todd Lott has certainly done his part. He's homered again last night for the 2nd consecutive game, giving up 8 homers in 11 games lifetime against the Skycarp now. So he has done some massive work against Beloit in his professional career. Peoria, as a team, though, they have some work to do to catch up to Beloit in terms of swinging the bats this week, and they'll need more than just what Todd Lott has to offer, having been outpaced 19-4 in the first 2 games this week. In fact, the final 3 innings of games this year, the Skycarp have been lethal. They've outscored their opposition 126-92. And in the 7th this week, they've scored 9 runs, like I mentioned. They've also tallied 6 runs in the 9th inning just for good measure. Both of those games have been out of reach when they've done so. They scored 4 runs in the 9th inning on Monday and 2 runs in the 9th inning a night ago. Luckily for the Chiefs, they have a man on the mound tonight who's had some success lately as a starter. Stay with us. We'll tell you who that is, as well as we'll give you a look at the full lineups and more on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability. because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerinIllinois.com/Peoria.
Peoria Chiefs pregame show rolls on. Brendan Howe with you from the booth at Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. We are getting set for game three of our series this week. Chiefs and Sky Carp. Let's meet our starting lineups for tonight's contest, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. The Chiefs enter with a record of 31-46 into action tonight. Todd Lott will lead it off in right field. He homered again last night, his second consecutive game, trying to make it three in a row for the second time in his career tonight. Brady Whalen, the left-handed hitting DH tonight, will bat second. He's moved up a couple of spots in the order for Patrick Anderson. Jacob Buschberger at second base in the three-hole. L.J. Jones back into the lineup after a couple of days off. He's at first base hitting cleanup. Osvaldo Tovalin at third base batting fifth. Tyler Rankinborn in the six-hole in left. Ramon Mendoza bats seventh and plays short. Luis Rodriguez behind the plate doing the catching, batting eighth. And Tommy Jew, the center fielder, will round out the order, batting ninth, with Edgar Manzo on the mound, who we will get to in just 39 into action tonight. The visitors, Nassim Nunez leads it off, the switch-hitting shortstop, followed by Jose Salas, who's had two hits in his last five consecutive games. He's at third base, batting second. Emmanuel Morenez, the DH, will bat third. Victor Mesa in center field in the cleanup spot. Will Banfield batting fifth, doing the catching. Davis Bradshaw in left field will bat sixth. Dalvy Rosario, after a night off, making his return to the lineup. We saw him on the 4th of July. He bats seventh at second base. Marcus Chu, who went yard last night, he's at first base in the 8th position. And Kyler Castillo, the right fielder, will bat ninth, with Pat Monteverde on the bump. Let's tell you a bit more about the hurlers tonight. We'll start with the Chiefs arm, Edgar Manzo, the right-hander making his fourth appearance and third start in a Chiefs uniform in 2022. He's been much better when able to begin a ball game as opposed to come on in a later role. Although he hasn't amassed a ton of work yet at the high A level, his ERA as a starter is a 3-flat. Well, he gave up 6 runs, recording just 2 outs in relief. So he will look to continue the trend of some good fortunes when he gets the opportunity to start tonight. For the Sky Carp, it's Pat Monteverde, the aforementioned southpaw. He gets the ball tonight for the Sky Carp. He's been very, very good this season, a record of 2-2 to pair with a 2.73 earned run average and 11 starts, all made with Beloit this year. There's been plenty to like from the Marlins' 8th rounder a year ago. The walks are down with just 19. The strikeouts are up at 67. He's got good stuff and a lot of it to showcase here tonight. We will hit one more break, but stay tuned. We have a bit more to come on the Chiefs pregame show. We'll give you our standard heating and cooling game time tip, a look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, and more after these words on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Peoria Chiefs pregame show getting set to wrap up. We are moments away from game three of our series here at Dozer Park. Brendan Howe with you, Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We start with a look at the organizational scores from last night. Trip around the Cardinals farm system. Palm Beach winners over Jupiter 6-4. Springfield able to pick up a 9-5W over Arkansas. Durham down Memphis 10-5. And the big club, St. Louis, fell 3-0. They were shut out by the Atlanta Braves. We look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard in the Midwest League. Top of the seventh, game one of a doubleheader. 6-3 West Michigan over Dayton right now. Game two scheduled to come a little bit later on this evening. Lake County and Fort Wayne scoreless in the bottom of the second. Also in the same inning, bottom two in South Bend, it's the Wisconsin with a 2-1 lead over the Cubs. Great Lakes, they're getting blanked by Lansing at the moment, 3-0. That game also in the second frame. And Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids, the late ball game tonight, they get set to go at 7. That is a look at the Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. It's an overcast evening here from Dozer Park, but it appears we avoided the worst of the storm that came through the area overnight and into this morning. And we now have a window to play some baseball tonight. And play some baseball we shall. We are just about ready to go from Dozer Park. Game 3 tonight, Chiefs and Skycart. First pitch with Cody Schindler is next right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. Treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SetQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SetQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, build, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Edgar Manzo making his third start, fourth appearance in a Chiefs uniform. He's going for his first career high A win tonight against this Beloit lineup. Nunez, Salas, Marinez at the top. Mesa, Banfield, Bradshaw in the middle. Rosario, Chu, and Castillo round things out for the Sky Carp as they look to win their third straight against us. Give you the Chiefs defense here in just a moment as a switch batter Nunez steps in from the left side. Manzo, late kick, pitch, strike one. We're underway here in downtown Peoria. Sixth party, but no good party starts on time. Strike pitch fouled off the end of the bat. It's nothing and two. Manzo. ERA is inflated, 8.38, the earned run average. He gave up six runs in a relief appearance against South Bend during our most recent 12-game road swing, but in two starts, been really good. Three earned runs in nine innings. It's an 0-2 swing and a dribbler up the first baseline. Manzo, unable to apply the tag, he flips to Jones for the out. Not sure if Nunez was ruled out of the baseline or he certainly should have been. He was well into the infield grass. There was no call from either umpire, Brian Van Vranken, our home plate umpire. Zach Martin on the bases. Very awkward play as Manzo tried to apply the tag. Nunez just ran into fair territory. All one to Salas. 355, his batting average. No harm done. Manzo did the right thing. He just flipped to Jones at first. Salas grounds the 1-0 to his defensive counterpart, Buschberger. Two quick outs here in the Beloit half of the first. Let's give you the Chiefs' defense. Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott, left center and right. Toveline, Mendoza, Buschberger, and Jones from third to first on the infield. Catching this evening for Edgar Manzo is Luis Rodriguez. Emmanuel Marinez steps in. Marinez cutting a miss. Count 0-1. Mostly fastball slider from Manzo. He'll flip in a changeup from time to time, especially against lefties, but this seems to be the M.O. nowadays, right? Fastball slider. One offering. That one in the dirt. Nice pick by Rodriguez. Count 1-1. Our box office intern, Jake Zielinski, is serving as bat. Big chuckle every time I look down there. Manzo misses low. It's 2-1. Jake is what, 6'3", 6'4"? Tall and slender.
You don't see that every day from your bat boy. And he sprints everywhere. No loafing. Urias, a swing and a miss. Count now 2-2. About a 1-2-3 first inning here for Edgar. That would play, wouldn't it? With 70 pitches in his last outing. Maybe an opportunity to work him up to 75 or even 80 tonight. 2-2, a wave and a miss. Ground out, punch out, just like that. Inning over. Manzo into just 10 pitches to put up a spotless first. We go to the bottom half. Beloit nothing. Chiefs to the dish when we return on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
He's 2-2, the 2-7-3, the southpaw. Where's number 15, 6-2-190? It's from Pittsburgh, PA. He'll face this Chiefs lineup, filled out by skipper Patrick Anderson, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Lott, Wayland, Bushberger at the top, Jones, Tovalin, and Reichenborn in the middle. Mendoza, Rodriguez, and Jew round things out. For our Chiefs, looking to snap a modest two-game losing skid. First pitch from Monteverde is fouled away right side. Away we go. Radar gun had 99 for a moment. I think that was a typo. They flashed 90 up there immediately after. That explained my hesitation as the 0-1 pitch missed low. To even the count, one aside. Here's the turn and the next one. In the dirt, Banfield able to knock that one down. Count 2-1. Bradshaw, Mesa, Castillo, left, center, and right. Salas, Nunez, Rosario, and Chu from third to first on the infield. Monteverde, the pitcher. Banfield, the catcher. They make up the battery this evening as Lott spanks one foul. Just to the left of third. Todd has homered in he has hit eight homers in just 11 games against this Beloit organization. They were the Snappers last year, obviously playing under the Sky Carp moniker this year. Lott punches out on a changeup, one away. But Lott has had a ton of success. Slugging percentage up over 800 again. Homers tonight will have at least three more tries, you would think. It would be the second time in his professional career that he homered in three straight games against Beloit. Lefty-lefty battle. Here's Brady Whalen, who takes a strike, 0-1. Whalen was a switch batter last year. He has since given up on that. One strike pitch has hit a mile foul down the right field line. Nearly hit a passing Chevrolet. Two strikes on Whalen. 313 the batting average since joining the club. Made his 2022 Chiefs debut on Saturday in Davenport. strike offering bounced to the plate. Banfield rocking some steely gray catching garb this evening. He looked sharp back there. And he usually is sharp back there. One of the best defensive catchers come through this league in the last few seasons. Monteverde, a deep breath, the 1-2 home. Whalen fouls it straight back. Another good pass. No score. Just underway here in the bottom of the first. Overcast skies tonight. Perhaps a threat of rain as we move into the latter stages of this one. 1-2. Whalen, a swing and a pop-up. Shallow right center. The second baseman, Rosario, waving his arms. He makes a catch with one hand. Two down. With that, let's give you our game time temperature brought to you by the good folks at Standard Heating and Cooling. They've been setting the standard and comfort since 1939. 81 degrees. Not too shabby, although very humid this evening. Interesting to see how the ball flies tonight. This is empty, two outs, fade up, 1-0. This is the ninth meeting of the year between these two foes, four wins aside. 1-0, elite swing and a miss. On a strike on Bushberger. 299, the batting average. He's homered once, driven in 26. On the line, the 1-1 serve. It's low. Two balls and a strike on Bushberger. Montague, Michigan native. It's a shame we won't play at West Michigan this season. Montague, 45 minutes or so from Grand Rapids. Here's a line drive rocket that is gone. Jacob Bushberger, second home run of the year. It's been a long time coming. A screamer over the left field fence. 1-0-2 off the bat. That ball jettisoned out of here in a hurry. One nothing Chiefs. Three batters into the bottom of the third. Here's L.J. Jones. First pitch to L.J. Middle strike. Count nothing and one. Chiefs went scoring first this year. They are 20-17. Link kicking the 0-1. A foul. Dribbled back towards the on-deck circle. Jones way out in front on a change piece. It's nothing and two. Not to get too distracted from the proceedings on the field, but there is a cloud overhead that looks like an alligator with its mouth wide open. Just passing that along as Jones floats for Bradshaw, who is playing a deep left field to end the inning. You guys see that? Baby shark-esque. Hey, Jacob Bushberger homered too. It's 1-0 Chiefs as we go to the second on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and
Well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Edgar Manzo was sharp in the first. He'll try to duplicate that effort in the second against Mesa, Banfield, and Bradshaw. 4, 5, and 6 in their order. Chiefs out to an early 1-0 lead on a Jacob Buschberger solo homer. Manzo works exclusively from the stretch. His first pitch is cranked foul the other way. It's a long strike one. Chatted with Larry Larson pregame, the voice of the Skycarp. Always so impressed with how Mace is able to go the other way. As he waves and misses, it's nothing and two. I'm not familiar with Puff the Magic Dragon. Should I know what that is? I'm sorry. I'm going to post on Twitter the cloud that we, or at least distracted me in the bottom of the first inning. Here's a cut and a miss. Three pitches, see you later. Perhaps Mesa had his head in the clouds at AB. Back-to-back K's for Manzo. Here comes the catcher, Banfield. Cody Schindler underscore on Twitter. You can see what we're looking at. You can tell us if it's an alligator, Puff the Magic Dragon. Is that a TV show? Interesting. I've never seen that character in my life. Here's a first pitch swing and a line drive to deep right. Lott going back, a little leap. He makes a catch on the edge of the track. His momentum carried him to the fence. Two outs in the inning. Hardest hit ball of the night by the Skycarp. Here's Bradshaw now, left-handed batter. First pitch from Manzo. Breaker down and away. 1-0. Infield shaded towards the right. Shaw did not offer. 2-0. Hitters count. Bradshaw just one long ball on the air. He takes a fastball wide. 3-0. Seen Manzo 91-93 here in the early going. Rests the glove against his chest, dangles that right arm before coming set. The 3-0 serve. On an in ball four, a four-pitch free pass. It's the first runner, first base runner of the contest for Beloit. We'll give Dowdy Rosario a chance. Manzo ready. It's worked from the stretch the entire game. Shouldn't be much of a change. Rosario fouls back. Nothing and one. Most of the suites packed in pretty good tonight. Battled rain for much of the day. Again, there's a threat for more rain later this evening. Strike offering misses away. 1-1. Rosario, he wears number 2. Just 21 years old. 1-1 pitch is fouled at the plate to make things 1-2. Rosario will turn 22 in a matter of weeks. July 22nd. He's from Peravia, the Dominican Republic. Marlins signed him as a free agent back in 2016. He's a guy that can move around a little bit. Seen him mostly at third. He's played some second and short as well. It's a 2-1 pitch, misses outside, and a throw to first from Rodriguez. Right. To second goes Bradshaw on the E2. Rodriguez came out of his haunches throwing, and he threw high. No real chance for L.J. Jones to grab that one. So now runner in scoring position with two outs. Manzo home. So swinging a ground ball towards short. Backhanded by Mendoza. Fires a rocket to first, and that's that. The error does not come back to haunt Edgar Manzo. He strands that runner in scoring position. 1-0 Peoria as we head to the bottom of the second on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Peoria's playing tonight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Tobolin, leadoff batter here in the bottom of the second. 1-0 Chiefs. Lefty battle to begin the inning. The first pitch from Pat Monteverde. Breaking ball strike, 0-1. It's been more curveball than anything here in the early going. Seems like every lefty has a good curveball, right? Tovalina swinging a pop-up. Foul ground off of third. Will this thing stay in play? It will not. Salas ran out of room. Count nothing to two on Tovalin. Skycarp 37-39 on the year. 6-5 in the second half. Winners of the first two games of this series. Monteverde, 0-2 way upstairs. 1-2. Chiefs 31-46, 3-8 in the second half. Chiefs lost 6 in a row to begin the latter half of the season, then rattled off 3 in a row, and have now lost consecutive games. The 1-2 delivery. Tovalin, a line drive, base hit, right field. Soldo able to wait back on that curveball that caught way too much plate with two strikes. Leadoff single. Comes Tyler Reichenborn, who came on base streak, snapped last week in Quad Cities. He has struggled to find his footing ever since. Down in the order tonight, batting sixth. First pitch to him. Outside, ball one. For the Chiefs, this is certainly an important stretch, right? You're six games out in the West Division. Only 11 games in. Reichenborn a cut and a miss. It's 1-1. Chiefs are in the midst of 18 of 21 in this ballpark. If you're going to just kind of hang around in the second half race, you got to find a way to come out on the plus side here in July. 1-1 offering. Good changeup. Reichenborn swung through it. Count 1-2. Monteverde. Going to work around a leadoff single here in the second. It's 1-2 delivery stayed up. Two balls and two strikes. Monteverde, an interesting backstory. Started his college career at the Division III level, Virginia Wesleyan. Pickoff throw to first, Tovalin back standing. He then transfers up a level to Seton Hill, not Seton Hall, but rather Seton Hill, a Division II school in Pennsylvania. Played three seasons there and then transferred to Texas Tech to finish his career. Reichenborn, a 2-2 swing and a skyscraper fly ball to left. Getting under it and hauling it in is Bradshaw. Ball was up there seemingly forever by his defensive counterpart. One away here in the second. Mendoza now, the Peoria shortstop. Monteverde really had a whole lot of clunkers this year, and he gets a first pitch ground ball. 6-4, and the throw to first pulled Chu off the bag. Nunez able to field the ball cleanly and shovel to Rosario, but it was his throw. The other end of the play, set up Rodriguez, two outs. And Taverde, a pause now, the pitch, a wave and a miss. Tell you what, Rodriguez, he does not get cheated up there, no doubt about it. He is a guy who, he digs in, you know it. One strike pitch, a foul tip into the mitt. It's nothing and two. Monteverde punched out Watt to begin the venture through the Chiefs order. He has not struck out a batter since, and that changes right on cue. A swing and a miss to end the inning. Monteverde, scoreless second, worked around a leadoff single. Off to the third, Edgar Manzo has been on his game, just his third start in a Chiefs uniform. 1-0 Peoria, Manzo back to work when we return.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Marcus Chu, who homered last night, will lead off the late half of the third. 1-0 Chiefs. And Germanzo nibbles on the outside corner, gets a strike call to make it 0-1. Chiefs starting rotation really good for the last five, six starts now. Slider missed away to even things at 1. Drew Verhagen, the Cardinals rehabber, he was technically the starter last night. He threw 6 pitches at 3 outs. 1-1 swing and a fly ball to right center. Playable for Drew. Makes a catch floating to his left. 1 out in the third. Very smooth outing for Verhagen. Didn't feel right to include him in the totals. But over the last 4 starts, 1.63 earned run average for Chiefs starters. For 9 batter Kyler Castillo steps in and promptly fouls one away. 0-1 the count. Next pitch home from the quick working Manzo. It's outside 1-1. Need to ask Edgar if he's still upset about how things unfolded last July. I'll tell you what I mean here in a moment. 1-1 pitch, paints at ease, it's 1-2. Manzo, with single-A Palm Beach, he put up one of the best months in a long time by a Cardinals pitcher at any level. 1-2 serve, ring him up. Castillo frozen. Backwards K, 2 gone here in the third. But Manzo, 16 2/3 innings last year in the month of July. He did not allow a run. Opponents hit 107 against him, and he whiffed 23. Now, how in the world did that not win Cardinals Minor League Pitcher of the Month? Inside out, swinging a foul down the left field line off the bat of Nassim Nunez. Manzo again works ahead, count 0-1. I believe Wilfredo Pereira was actually last July's Pitcher of the Month. 0-1 pitch inside. Move the count 1-1. We're in the top of the third, 1-0 Peoria on a Jacob Buschberger first inning homer as it begins to sprinkle here at Dozier Park. 1-1 pitch down and away, 2 balls and a strike. Again, we're expecting some rain throughout the night, particularly in the overnight hours. So the 2-1, it missed inside. Certainly could have been. It's borderline. Ryan Van Vranken behind the plate tonight. Second time this series. Comes a 3-1. Upstairs, ball for Manzo. A little extra look. In at home plate after that miss. Thought he had a case with the 3-1, certainly. Instead, it's a two-out free pass. Second walk, he surrendered. That brings up the dangerous Jose Salas. Salas grounded out in his first at bat. He's 0-for-1. Mentioned on the broadcast last night, he's top 10 prospect in their system. Number 7 by MLB Pipeline, and he again grounds towards second. Bushberger to his left. He makes the play. Inning over. Manzo, he threw 3 scoreless, but he was not pleased with how that inning unfolded as he punched his mitt the way off the field. But so far, so good for the right-hander. Off to the bottom of the third. Chiefs lead by a penny. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
A concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Advantage. You look to break into the win column in this series. First pitch strike from Monteverdi gets ahead 0-1. Not only are we trying to break into the win column in this series, but in this homestand, game 3 of 12, hosts the South Bend Cubs here for 6 next week. Oh, one pitch, a cut and a miss. Good change piece. Got nothing and 2 on Tommy. He'll ask for time, probably a good call. Taverdi wasting no time. The 0-2, a swing and a miss. Went back to the changeup. Taverdi here in the third, one away for Todd Lott. Of course, a big storyline in the Cardinals organization today. Pair of Cardinals prospects named to the Futures game. I'll give you 2 guesses on who they were. Jordan Walker, who's now the number 7 prospect in all of baseball per MLB Pipeline. Todd Lott swinging a miss to begin his second AB. Nothing and 1 the count. Mason Wynn, who was also recently added to the top 100 list. Doherty misses upstairs with a heater. It's 1-1. Wynn also selected. So there you go. Perhaps the future left side of the Cardinals infield. Don't want to speculate. On the line, the 1-1. A swing and a miss. Got 1-2 on the slugging Lott. 3 homers in this series. He's been the offense, right? He's driven in 3 of our 4 runs. 1-2. Up and in. Good take by Todd. Count 2-2. Look, I think the question that you hear all the time amongst Cardinals fans, we'll dissect a little more following the 2-2. is in the dirt to fill the count, 3-2. We hear all the time, right? Why hasn't Walker moved around yet? Why has he not played first, some right, some left? You're thinking about ways to get that bat up there, and it's like, you know, relax. It's okay. Yeah, he's 20 years old. The guy is even better than advertised. Comes the payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Third straight punch out for Monteverdi. Now 4 on the night. Ready Whalen. Tasked. Starting a 2-out rally. Overcast skies. There are a few open umbrellas at the moment. A very light rain. Again, don't think it will interfere with our game tonight. Whalen takes a curveball strike. 0-1. May be a nuisance at times. Wind blowing out, but gently. Whalen grounds one towards the middle of the diamond, ranging to his left, Nunez. He makes the play, throwing a fastball to first. Showed off the range. He showed off the arm. Job well done by Nunez as Monteverdi works a quick and painless third inning. Like Drew Verhagen out there. A pair of strikeouts. And a slowly hit ground ball. It's part of a 1-2-3 third inning. Head of the fourth, Brendan Howe will say hello when we return. We're through 3, 1-0 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Top of the fourth, we move to the middle innings from Dozier Park. The middle frames here tonight from Dozier Park. Game 3 of our series. Sky Carpet Chiefs. Sanger Manzo back to work against Imanol Marinez. The stand-in to lead things off. 0-1, a strikeout victim his first time around. Sanger Manzo, he's been quite impressive thus far tonight. First pitch misses down low for a ball to start out Marinez. DH tonight in the Sky Carpet order, hitting in the number 3 hole. It'll be followed by Victor Mesa and Will Banfield in the inning. Manziel lifts and fires on 1-0. It's a rope to shortstop and right into the glove of Mendoza for the out. Hard hit ball from Marinez. Right place, right time for Mendoza. Couple of pitches and one out. Bring up Victor Mesa now. Also is a strikeout victim of Manziel's his first time. Bases clear, one away. We've had just one tally in this ball game to this point. It belongs to the Chiefs. Solo home run from Jacob Buschberger. First pitch, breaking ball, missed upstairs to start out Mesa, 1-0. And for Buschberger, kind of felt like he was due for that one, right? His second of the year. He'd been an RBI machine early on in the campaign. This one tapped back to the mound. Manziel will field and cut off some distance. Underhand flip it to the covering Jones at first, and a 1-3 put out for out number 2. That'll transition things over to Will Banfield now. infield coming up for the second time. Flew out to Todd Lawton, right field, his first go-around. Just a couple of base runners for the Skycar up to this point in the ballgame. It's been a pair of walks. First pitch, fastball, bites the corner for strike one. 93 on the gun for Manzo. We've been seeing a little bit of extra velocity and giddy-up on that fastball from Manzo, and he's been able to work the corners quite well. Here's the 0-1. Bouncer back over the mound. Playable for Buschberger, though, to the left of the second base. And that ends the inning. Second 1-2-3 frame of the night for Edgar Manzo. He's through four without allowing a run. The Chiefs lead it by a penny. It's 1-0. Bottom four coming up next on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Buschberger on his way to the plate. He'll lead things off for the Chiefs on the bottom of the fourth, looking to add on to a first pitch of the inning for Monteverde is on a line to left field. Bradshaw over. He won't get there. It falls in for a base hit. Quite a way to lead off the bottom of the fourth for Buschberger. He's got himself his second hit of the evening. We'll bring in LJ Jones. So Buschberger starting to come around again. He dealt with two stints on the IL. He's nursing a hamstring issue for a little while. The average has stayed right around 300 for most of the year. Came in at 299 tonight, and with two hits, that certainly has elevated. Buschberger's off with the pitch. It's low in the dirt. The throw down is not in time. Buschberger able to swipe second base. Now doing a little bit of everything. His seventh stolen bag of the year. And now a man into scoring position for LJ with a count of 1-0. Jones 0-1, flew out to Bradshaw in left field his first time. Chiefs trying to get to Monteverde, who has seen this Peoria order once already this year. 1-0 pitch. Had Jones out in front on a changeup. 1-1 as he waves and misses through it. Outing against the Chiefs for Monteverde came on May the 18th, left with a no decision after that one. Gave up a run on five hits. Jones patiently waiting the 1-1 as Monteverde comes set. Looks to second, now fires home. Jones cuts and misses. Breaking ball tied him up down and in, a ball and two strikes. Osvaldo Tovalin set to follow on deck. Heart of the Chiefs order here in the bottom of the fourth. Trying to pick up their first win this week if they can get the job done tonight against the Skycarp. 1-2. Jones fists it back to the net. Count a hold will do it again. And Beloit's been playing some of their best baseball since that last season, the switch and kind of turned it on. Went pedal to the metal. I'll tell you more about that following the 1-2 from Monteverdi as he gets his sign from the catcher Banfield. Southpaw ready. 1-2 pitch. Jones waves and misses. Went downstairs fishing after that one came up empty. Well, Jones is down on strikes. Out number one in the Chiefs half of the fourth. Here's Osvaldo Tovalin. Getting back on the subject of just how well the Skycarp have been playing as of late, they come into tonight's action just two games under 500 overall. They are over the 500 plateau in the second half, thanks to a couple of wins this week already against the Chiefs. Here's Tobolin, first pitch swinging, loops this one in the air to right center field. Drifting after it, Mesa to his left, calls everybody off and will make the catch. Buschberger will hold it second. Two away for Tyler Reichenborn now. Now, Beloit ended the month of June with three straight losses, but the month overall, they were very good. They went 16-9. Their best mark at any point in a month this season. They won all four of their series in the month, and they split their last fifth and final one in the month of June. Here's Reichenborn with Buschberger in scoring position at second and two outs. First pitch misses upstairs for a ball. So the Skycarp came into this series riding high. They picked up a couple of wins already this week, one on the 4th of July. They've outscored the Chiefs 19-4 this week. 1-0 pitch. Reichenborn sends this one on the ground towards second base. Rosario's up with it cleanly. The throw a little bit wide. And, oh, they pull Chu off the bag. And Buschberger's going to come in to score. So how about that? A routine. Rosario had no problem fielding that one. Looked it into the glove, shuffled, and fired over to first. The throw was just a little wide. And Chu couldn't hold that right foot on the back corner of the bag. And Buschberger came all the way around. So an E4 continues the inning for Ramon Mendoza now. The Chiefs lead 2-0. Pitch for Monteverdi, fouled back for strike one. And that's some great heads-up base running from Jacob Buschberger. Base runners at times can get sort of lackadaisical, right? You see a ground ball and pretty routine play. I think it might end the inning. Buschberger hustling all the way around and went head first, sliding over home plate. Reichenborn was taken off of the pitch. It's low. It skips away from Banfield. And Reichenborn's into second base. Stolen bag for Tyler. Second one of the inning for the Chiefs. Errors can do wonders for you. Chiefs learning all about that here in this fourth inning. They had a couple of errors on Monday that cost them a few runs. Turning the tides for themselves here. Monteverdi looks to second base. Reichenborn able to sneak back in time. Going in with a head-first dive, getting those home white uniforms dirty. Chiefs, of course, wore the Stars and Stripes jerseys on the 4th of July. They wore the alternate red tops yesterday as Mendoza waves and misses at a pitch down and in by the shoes. Ball and two strikes. Good to see the home whites being broken out again tonight, though. Very classic uniform matchup here tonight. Chiefs in their whites. Beloit in their traveling grays. One ball, two strikes. Monteverdi set the pitch. It's up high at the letters, and the count evens up 2-2. Now, don't get me wrong, right? I mean, I'm all for the alternate jerseys, as I'm sure fans, nice to just get a refreshing classic uniform matchup every now and then. Very crisp. 2-2 for Monteverdi again. It's in the dirt. Chested up by Banfield. No advance for Reichenborn at second. Mendoza's had one plate appearance tonight. He reached on a 6-4 fielder's choice on an attempted double play opportunity as Banfield was a bit shaken up after the pitch. He appears to be okay.
Looked like he was flexing his right hand, maybe jammed a finger. Counts full in Mendoza. He's got a runner in Reichenborn in scoring position. Awaiting the payoff pitch for Monteverde. Here it comes from the big call lefty. Fastball just missed low and away for ball four. Just pushed it a bit off the outside edge. And Mendoza's able to head down to first base. And that'll bring up Luis Rodriguez now. A couple of runners on, two away. If you're just joining us, Brendan Howe, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Chiefs on top in this one, 2-0. Plated their second run off of a peculiar play. Rodriguez waves and misses to the first pitch. Back pick to first, not in time, as Mendoza goes sliding feet first back into the bag. Peoria catcher Rodriguez 0-for-1, punched out his first time. No balls and a strike. Chase making Monteverde work. This one on the ground towards short. Scooped up by Nunez. He'll go the short way to second for the force. And that will retire the side. A 6-4 fielder's choice. And Beloit able to escape any further damage, but the Chiefs do add another. They double their lead. It's 2-0 Peoria here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Still rolling for the Chiefs on the mound. It's got a little bit of a bigger cushion to sit on. Slightly. Chiefs lead it 2-0. They added another run in the bottom of the fourth. Davis Bradshaw set to lead it off for the Skycarp. Manzo. Hey, a fastball knee high taken for a strike. Nothing in one. If you've just found us, Brendan Howe with you through the middle innings tonight. Game three of our series, a one pitch. Skied in the air to left field, chasing Reichenborn back toward the track. He's got some room, though, makes the catch on the run. Row number one. Here's Dalby Rosario now. Grounded into a 6-3, put out his first time. Second time seeing Mr. Manzo. This is, to this point, and by far the best effort that Manzo has put forth. First pitch swinging for Rosario. Sends this one in the air to right. Lot drifting over toward the line. He'll make the catch basket style for out number two. Quick couple of outs for Manzo here in the fifth. It's This is just Manzo's fourth appearance in a Chiefs uniform this year, his third start. Talked about on the pregame show how good he's been as a starter. His ERA a 3.00 entering the ballgame tonight, and as a reliever was where he struggled. That's what's got his ERA up at where it was coming into the ballgame tonight as Chu looks at a first pitch strike on the inner third. Pumped a fastball at 92 by him. Bases clear, two away. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. One ball, one strike. Chu flew out to center back in the third. He did homer in the ballgame last night. That was a solo shot in the third. That's here with the bases empty. Here's the 1-1 from the righty. Big swing and a miss. Putting one right down central, and Chu came up empty on a large hack. It's a ball and two strikes. Manzo's got three strikeouts already, and if he can get his fourth, it would finish off another marvelous inning. Ball just off the corner. Pushed it a hair outside, and the count's even to twos. Very close pitches. I think the Chiefs infield thought they had him rung up as well. Brian Van Vranken says not to be the case, and now time called as Chu wants a chance to step up. Carlos Castillo would be next. Should he be needed? No, we have an automatic ball. I stand corrected. So now a payoff coming. At the knees, called strike three. Ring him up. Chu is ready to head down to first base. Manzo instead has himself back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. A strikeout puts a cap on the fifth. Chiefs lead it 2-0 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime. At the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, see priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tommy Chu into the box. Bottom five from Dozer Park. We're halfway home. Tommy Chu to lead things off. Pat Monteverde back to work. First pitch, a fastball that missed low and away. One ball, no strikes. Chu, a strikeout victim in the third. Second look at the big southpaw Monteverde. Lefty rocks and fires on the 1-0. Chu cuts and misses. The offering on the inner third. One ball and one strike. Top of the order, represented by Todd Lotwaite's on deck. Always a threat to go yard, specifically against the Skycarp. 1-1 to Tommy. Swing and a miss. Pitch in the bottom part of the zone. Breaking ball at 82. Swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes. Tommy trying to get something jump-started for Peoria in the fifth. Next pitch. Missed up high. Up above the letters. Easy take for Tommy to lay off. Count evens up at twos. Monteverde ready. Wheels and deals. 2-2 pitch downstairs. Count fills up on Tommy Chu. Three balls and two strikes. Monteverdi has surrendered one walk this far tonight. Here's the payoff to Tommy, and it's in there at the top of the zone, strike three. Stuck a changeup on the top shelf. Tommy couldn't reach it. Down on strikes for the second time. That'll bring in Todd Lott. In this at-bat, he struck out twice. First pitch breaking ball. Dropped in for a strike. Nothing at one. 78. Slow looping curve. Here's the 0-1. Next pitch misses down and in by the shins. One ball, one strike. Two strikeout night for Lott. A far cry from what we've seen through the first two games of this series. 1-1 pitch. Healthy hack and a miss. Put a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. One ball and two strikes. Monteverdi trying to put away Lott for the third time tonight. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. Grounded softly toward the left side of the infield. Salas cuts off the shortstop Nunez. The throw is a bit wide. And Lott is going to reach safely. Well, ruled out an infield single. So Lott is aboard with the fourth Chiefs hit of the night. A tough play for Salas, who had to range to his left, had a long way to come to get to that baseball. Nunez may have actually had a better angle with that one. Salas' momentum was carrying him directly towards second base. And to try and throw crossbody to first as Brady Whalen digs in, takes a look at strike one. One on one out now for the Chiefs. They lead this one 2-0. So we breeze through the middle innings tonight. Monteverdi out of the stretch. Looks over to first and now throws that way. And Lott back in standing. All zeros for Beloit on the board to this point. And every column except errors. I'll leave that interpretation up to you folks at home. 0-1. This is down and away. One ball, one strike. Of course, there are some superstitions that take lightly. Of course, one of them being that phrase, two words, separated by a hyphen. Start with N-H. 1-1 pitch, high and tight to Whalen. Look out. Had to back out of the box to avoid taking that one above the shoulders. Two balls and a strike. I am not going to be the one to say it. If you folks want to say it at home, go right ahead. But the announcer's jinx is real, as we've talked about numerous times this season. 2-1. Whalen swings, pops it up, foul ground. That'll drift back and be his souvenir. Count will be 2-2 with this next pitch upcoming. Brady looking for his first hit tonight as well. Popped out to the second baseman Rosario and grounded out to the shortstop Nunez. So he's found the gloves of the two middle infielders for Beloit as the infield is very shifted against Brady Whalen. Of course, the abbreviated shift now with the new rules in 2022. 2-2 pitch. Runner takes off from first. Whalen slaps this one down the line and right, a fair ball. Going first to third is Lott. It's scooped up and tossed in by Castillo. Down here comes Lott for the plate. The throw is high and wide. Lott's safe. And the Chiefs lead 3-0. An RBI hit for Brady Whalen down the line and right. Lott hesitated for a moment around third. The relay throw was juggled by the cutoff man Rosario. And then that allowed Patrick Anderson to send Lott to the plate. That'll bring in Jacob Buschberger. First pitch from Monteverdi. Fouled back. Look out by the windows to our right here. And it ricochets all the way down to the net. A loud and destructive strike one to Buschberger. Risky effort on that last play from Todd Lott to not go into a slide. Was nearly tagged out by Banfield as the throw is slightly up the third baseline as Buschberger looks at one outside. The Chiefs lead it 3-0 now. They've yet to put up a crooked number, but they've scored in three of their five trips. One in the first, one in the fourth, and now one here in the fifth, and the potential for more as Monteverdi tosses one over to first. Back in standing goes Whalen. Whalen came in with the average over 300. That's his fourth RBI in a Chiefs uniform. Count 1-1 to Buschberger. He's homered and singled thus far tonight. And the 1-1 offering. Breaking ball stayed low below the zone, 2-1. Good take from Buschberger to lay off there. Always a power threat, LJ Jones. He awaits on deck with still just one out. Seen him crush a couple here at this ballpark this year. 2-1 from the lefty. Buschberger sends this one in the air to shallow center field, charging on Mesa. Tough play, it'll fall in front of him. And another knock for Buschberger. He's got himself a three-hit game in three trips. So how about that for the Chiefs' second baseman? I'll give way to LJ Jones now, and not before we have a visit to the mound by the Skycar pitching coach. There'll be men on first and second with Jones to the plate and one out. No action as of yet in the Beloit pen. Keep you posted on that. Jason Erickson, pitching coach for the Skycar, about to have a quick word. Catcher Banfield also joining the festivities. So the brief, LJ will get an opportunity to swing it. He's 0-2. Had a fly out to left and then a strikeout in the fourth. But that fly out to left, if LJ squares that ball up, he might have gone back-to-back with Buschberger in the first inning. He just missed the barrel on that one. They say the third time through the order is always the one that eventually derails the starter. Chiefs trying to do that to Monteverdi here in their half of the fifth as Jones takes low and in for a ball. Three runs, double the amount of hits with six, and one error for the Chiefs to this point. No runs yet for the Skycar. First and second for Peoria. Jones trying to bust through, waves and misses at the 1-0. Served him a high changeup, and Jones cut right through it. Certainly the part of the order you want up if you're the Chiefs to try and bust this one open. Some stirring going on down that left field line for Beloit. Trying to rattle the southpaw. Here comes the 1-1. Jones swings, pops it up on the infield. Rosario calling everybody off, and he will make the catch about a step in front of the infield grass. Two away. Jones retired for the third time, and that'll bring in Osvaldo Tobolin, who's 1-2. It'll be up to him to try and do some more damage here in the bottom of the fifth for Peoria. Singled in the second, flew out to center field in the fourth. Monteverdi trying to avert further damage. A good block from Banfield on a curveball down and away. Those runners put it first and second. Tobolin had the second of three multiple home run games. He's not hit one since. There's the 1-0 pitch. Blasted down the first baseline, foul toward the Chiefs' pen. 1-1. What a time it would be for round tripper number three right here. What do you say? Well, we know he can certainly put a charge into one. See what Monteverdi's got up his sleeve on the 1-1. Here it comes. Fastball. That finds the corner for a strike. Toveline didn't like it. Gives a quick shake of the head. Disagreeing with home plate umpire Brian Van Vranken. Thought that ball might have been a little bit outside. Monteverdi in search of his second strikeout of the inning. If he can pick it up, it would be a much-needed sigh of relief for Beloit after a strikeout to begin the inning and then three straight hits in which the Chiefs put up a run. First and second with two away, 1-2 to Toveline. And the pitch home. Wave and a miss, strike three. Toveline went fishing out of the zone. Two Ks for Monteverdi in the inning, and the Chiefs will leave a pair aboard. They do add a run, however. They make it a 3-0 ball game as we go to the sixth. Edgar Manzo back to work in just a moment on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe cod filet sandwich, the traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Two for Beloit. Top half of the sixth inning. Chiefs on top 3-0 here at home. Game three of the series. And Germanzo still rolling on the bump. Kyler Castillo digs in to lead it off. 0-1 with a strikeout his first time. First one for Manzo. First pitch swinging in the air to right center field. Lott coasting inwards. And he will make the catch. One pitch and one out for Manzo to begin the sixth. And to the top of the order for Nassim Nunez now. 0-1 with a walk. It was his 54th. He came into the ballgame leading the Midwest League in that department with 53 already. So add another one to his total. He's been one of just two base runners this evening for the Sky Car. First one for Manzo as Nunez shows bunt, pulls it back on a fastball away. No runs yet for Beloit, and we are not going to say the thing that superstitious baseball fans don't say. 1-0 pitch that misses. Some right-handed action for Beloit down the left field line, perhaps signaling the end of the line for Pat Monteverdi. 2-0 for Manzo. Fastball a little bit inside, 3 balls and no strikes. Nunez potentially in line to work his second free pass. Three-0 from the right-hander. Get me over pitch, but he missed up high with it for ball four. Was right down the middle, but just a bit high. And Nunez works his second walk of the evening. And here bring up Jose Salas. With one on and one out, Salas a pair of groundouts to second base and Jacob Buschberger. Salas a youngster, he's only 19 years old. He's made quite the impact with the Skycarp in his first handful of games at the high level. Is a check on first base unsuccessful. Nunez dives back in. Two hits in five straight games for the Beloit third baseman. Enzo Reddy, pitch home. Finds the corner for a strike, 0-1 to start out Salas. Emmanuel Marinez awaits on deck. This game offensively for the Skycarp, polar opposite of what we had seen the first couple of games. Off for second is Nunez. The pitch is high. The throw down is not in time. He slides around the tag. Nunez with another stolen base, his 33rd of the year. He leads in that department as well. He tacks on another. Count 1-1 on Salas, and now a man in scoring position. On the corner for a strike. Good spot to live if you're Manzo with that heater, 1-2. There was some light throwing down the right field line for the Chiefs, but that has since stopped. Everybody nice and calm down there on the bench. 1-2 for Manzo. Lined left side. That'll drift out of play. Salas putting up a fight with two strikes. Manzo's been able to be pretty economical tonight. Here's the 1-2. Just able to get a piece, did Salas. Able to flick that one in the box and stay alive. Just 61 pitches and 37 strikes for Edgar Manzo tonight. So there's that part about being rather economical. He's getting a lot of first pitch outs. More so than usual. 1-2 pitch misses upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. This has been one of the longer at-bats of the night here to Salas. This will be pitch number 7 upcoming. He's not had to sweat it out too many times tonight, has Manzo. Which is certainly good news if you're the Chiefs. You've had to go to the bullpen quite a bit this week. Through just two games. Used four pitchers out of the pen last night. 2-2. On the ground towards second base, right to Buschberger, who shuffles to his left and will toss on to Jones for the out. Over to third, scoots Nunez, and that'll bring up Marinez. With a man on and two out. Much similar to that of his teammates tonight, 0 for 2, a strikeout and lined out to shortstop. And now we have a pause in action, and what do we have here? That's Edwin Moreno, who's out of the Chiefs' dugout, talking with Brian Van Vranken. The field umpire, Zach Martin, was having words with Osvaldo Tobolin at third base. Not sure what that was all about. Seem to be all good now. Marinez steps in. First pitch swinging. He got a piece of that one foul in and out of the mitt of Rodriguez behind the plate. For strike one. This has become Edgar Manzo's longest outing of the season, by the way. Did that after recording the first out here on the sixth. His longest previous was five innings flat. Marinez swats this one foul to the sweet level. It's nothing in two. His season high also was four strikeouts. He's done that three times. So if he's able to fan Marinez here, that would be a season high in that department as well. Here's the 0-2. Did he get a piece of it? No, he didn't. A drop third strike. Rodriguez trying to make the throw to first. Did he get him? He did. What a recovery from Rodriguez behind the plate. And it keeps Beloit off the scoreboard. A drop third strike and a beauty from Rodriguez on the line throw down to first. A season high for Manzo in strikeouts. He's got five to end the sixth inning. The Chiefs back to work in the bottom half of the inning. When we return, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Chiefs to the plate in the bottom of the sixth. Tyler Rankinborn into the box. Looks at a first pitch strike on the outer third. Rankinborn, Mendoza, Rodriguez, 6-7-8 due up for the Chiefs in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 0-1. Cut on and missed. No balls and two strikes. Abouts, right-hander Matt Given. 6'3", 180 at a Highlands Ranch, Colorado. 0-2 to Rankinborn. Missed low and away. Tried to waste one. Rankinborn wouldn't offer it that. One ball and two strikes. So Pat Monteverdi's night has come to an end. It's a bullpen game the rest of the way for the Skycarp here at the bottom of the sixth. No signs of action for the Chiefs down the right field line, and why would you? 1-2 from Given. Rankinborn out in front. Waves and misses for strike three. Back-to-back Ks for the Skycarp staff dating back to end the fifth inning, and now it'll bring in Ramon Mendoza. We'll give you some numbers on Monteverdi. In just a moment, he worked five innings, allowed two earned runs on six hits, a walk, and seven strikeouts. So he was rather good tonight as well. Pitch to Mendoza. Breaking ball, missed low and outside. Mendoza's been up twice, has reached twice. Fielder's choice and a walk. Swings and misses as the bottom hand came off the bat that time. 1-1. Perhaps maybe a little bit of a loose grip or perhaps the humidity contributing to the slippage. 1-1. Given kicks and fires. Mendoza swings and sends one in the air to shallow center field. Mesa racing inwards, and he will call everybody off and put the squeeze on that for out number two. Quickly two up, two down for Given. That'll bring in Luis Rodriguez now 0 for 1. Bounced into a fielder's choice. Also struck out. Give you some season numbers for the right-hander given. After the first pitch to Rodriguez. 15 appearances for Given thus far on the year. A 2-3 record, a 6.16 ERA. Right-hander out of Boston, Massachusetts. Right around my neck of the woods. 1-0 pitch downstairs, skipped up to the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Two-oh. Rodriguez cuts and misses. Two balls and a strike. Chiefs had a chance to break this one open in their half of the fifth inning. Tommy Jew struck out to begin that inning, but then it was three straight hits from the top of the order. Todd Lott, Brady Whalen, Jacob Buschberger. As Rodriguez swings and misses through that one low and in. 2-2. L.J. Jones then popped out to second base, and Osvaldo Tovalin went down on strikes, and that was that. 2-2 to Rodriguez. That one misses. 3-2. Couldn't locate the fastball. Beg your pardon, Gibbons' birthplace was Boston. That's where it's listed and resides in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. No misinformation here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. So 3-2 has popped up on the infield. The pitcher Given is over. Now the first baseman, Chu, will cut him off. And he will take it to end the inning. Three up, three down for Given out of the bullpen. That's exactly what Beloit was in search of. They get it. Chiefs go in order. 1-2-3. They still lead it 3-0. So we move to the seventh on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness.
All right, Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
We head to the top of the seventh, the middle of the order due for the Beloit Skycar. Victor Mesa, Will Banfield, Davis Bradshaw, and Edgar Manzo is back for his seventh inning tonight. First pitch, a fastball that missed away, 1-0. Exciting times here tonight at Dozer Park. If you've been with us throughout the evening, you know why. If you haven't and you've joined us late, well, we'll just leave it at Beloit has some zeros up there. First pitch, bounce up the first baseline. That's foul toward the Chiefs' pen. One ball and one strike. Hit the back leg of, looks to be Chris Roycroft down there. Somebody protecting him. Didn't do their job very well there. 1-1 pitch driven out to deep left center field. Back there at the wall is Reichenborn. This one's gone. Victor Mesa, a solo home run, and that breaks up the no-hitter and the shutout. All in one fell swoop there. Third home run. Beg your pardon, fourth home run of the year for Mesa, 39th RBI. And the Skycarp have finally broken through, and that will be that for Edgar Manzo. Patrick Anderson on his way to take the ball. We will have a pitching change as Manzo will exit to a hand from the supporters here at Dozer Park. Manzo exits. Roy Croft will enter. 3-1 our score. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find.
Andrew Manzo's night is over. And I misspoke. That is not Chris Roycroft. That is Gianluca Delatri. First pitch from him. Fastball. Outside corner called strike to Will Banfield. So the solo home run from Victor Mesa ends the evening for Edgar Manzo. But he was marvelous. Six no-hit innings. A one pitch is dribbled foul up the third baseline for strike two. So he goes... six plus, allows just the one hit, the one run. Three walks and five strikeouts. Manzo was magnificent tonight, and he gives way to Delatri. We'll give you numbers on him in just a moment. 0-2 to Banfield, who is 0-2 tonight himself. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Make it 0-3. Fly out, a ground out, and now a strikeout for the Skycarp catcher. And here's Davis Bradshaw. Give you some figures for the 6'6 right-hander Delatri on the air. Record of 1-2, a 1.93 earned run average. Giving up just three earned runs on nine hits through 14 innings. Walked six and struck out 14. He's been one of the more reliable arms for Patrick Anderson out of the pen. First pitch swinging for Bradshaw. He foul tips it in and out of the glove of Rodriguez for a strike. Season high in strikeouts. Season low in hits allowed. 0-1 from Delatri. Cut on and missed. Nothing in two. Chiefs lead it by a pair now. 3-1 is our score after that leadoff homer from Mesa. And the two-strike pitch. Laced foul left side. Look out. Onto the concourse. That will stay put, and we'll re-rack him and do him again. Bradshaw worked a walk in the second, flew out to left in the fifth. Next 0-2. Breaking ball, that missed in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Chiefs will look to add some insurance in their half of the seventh. They'll have Tommy Jew, Todd Lott, Brady Whalen do. Delontre nods down toward Rodriguez. And time call just before 1-2. A late time granted by Brian Van Franken. That's something the pitchers are not too fond of, that late time being granted. And of course, when you start your motion, it can be a rather dangerous play. Two-strike pitch again, just inside. Delontre thought he had him for his 15th strikeout of the year. Instead, the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. We're filled to the brim now. Delontre kicks and fires a payoff pitch. Bounced up the first baseline and foul toward the railing by the Chiefs dugout. Very humid night here at the ballpark, as evident by the AC vent has dripped on my head. Some precipitation inside the press box as the 3-2 is lofted in the air to left field. Reichenborn charging toward the line. Slides! He made the catch! Oh, a heck of an effort from Reichenborn on the move. And two away for Rosario. Second time that Bradshaw has found the webbing of Reichenborn's mitt. Well, Delontre getting some defensive help from his outfielders. Rosario digs in now 0 for 2. Flew out to Todd Lott his last time up and takes a look at one just a bit outside here to start for ball one. Delontre bringing that pitch clock all the way down inside of 5 seconds. 1-0 pitch. At the knees, a called strike. Levels the count at once. Cody Schindler will be back with you when the Chiefs come back to the plate in the bottom of the seventh. One from Delontre. Popped up foul, coming right back toward us. Ricochets off the overhang and down into the seating bowl. 1 ball and 2 strikes, as a pool of youngsters were pretty excited for that foul ball. Delontre set for the 1-2. Here it comes. Fastball at the knees. Frozen for strike three. Delontre comes out of the bullpen. He fans two. He gets a pop-up in between on a web gem from Reichenborn. And the Chiefs hold a 2-run lead. Restretch in a 3-1 game. Cody Schindler will be back on the mic on the other side of this break. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Cody
back with you on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, 3-1 Peoria, as we get ready to play in the bottom of the seventh. Tommy Jew, the number nine batter, set to get the party started. He fouls straight back, nothing and one. Right-hander Matt Given back out there for his second inning of work. He set the Chiefs down in order in the sixth inning. Tip of the cap to Edgar Manzoa. Took a no-hitter into the seventh. A solo homer broke things up. The 0-1 delivery. Jew, a swing and a foul. This will get out of play right side. Two strikes on Tommy. At his college bowl at UC Santa Barbara. He was actually teammates last night at AA Springfield. How about six shutout in a win over Arkansas? Two pitch down and in the dirt, 1-2. It's a loaded Springfield team right now, isn't it? If you're in the area, McGreevy, Graceffo, Wynn, Antico, Jordan Walker, of course, the headliner. 1-2 pitch. Look out. Ran up and in. Two balls and two strikes in the Peoria center fielder. Should be a fun second half. The double-A level. Hey, how about Ryan Lutis, by the way? He's now at triple-A Memphis. 2-2 delivery. Just off the outside edge. Count full 3-2 on Jew. Lutis, fastball slider combo. Been really good all year long. Here's a line drive, one hop. Rosario fields cleanly and throws the first one away. Sinking line drive. One hop on the dirt right into the mitt of Rosario. 4-3 if you're scoring along at home. One out. Here's Todd Lott. Should we call it here, guys? Todd Lott home run. The percentages would probably favor that, right? It's homered seemingly every night. NC Skycarp swings and misses for strike one. In 11 games against Beloit, he's homered eight times. Already left the yard three times in this series. Link kick in the 0-1. Lott, unable to check his swing. He went around on a bad ball in the dirt. Nothing and two. Three-one Chiefs. In the bottom of the seventh inning, the next offering in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Long pause by Given. Next one home. Strike three call. Lott punches out for the third time tonight. Looks like he will not homer this evening. Bases empty, two away. Here's Brady Whalen. He offers it the first pitch and pops it up. Back of short, it's Nunez. Makes a catch with one hand. Inning over. Chiefs go quickly and quietly in the seventh. Off to the eighth. Gianluca Delatri back out there. Team in front by a pair. 3-1 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? Set Qdare with mobile banking, and I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SefQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SefQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Chiefs 3, Sky Carp 1. We play in the 8th. Delandre entered in the 7th. Under Manzo. Encounter Chu Castillo and Nunez here in the 8th. 8-9-1 in the Beloit order. There is a right-hander up and throwing in their pen. First pitch to Chu, hit in the air. Medium deep center. Chu can't find the baseball. He now locates it and makes the catch in shallow center. That ball was trouble momentarily. Chu able to relocate and squeeze out number one. There are gray clouds every which direction. It's easy to kind of lose sight of the ball as it heads skyward. Here's a fastball strike to get ahead of Castillo. It's nothing and one. Tough time at night. Autry, link kicking the 0-1. That ball outside. Rodriguez trying to frame it. 1-1 the count now. Castillo, right-handed batter. He's 0-2. A strikeout and a fly. There's a tapper to first. Right at L.J. Jones. He waves off Delatry. It takes it to the bag. 2 away. Bottom of the order has been quiet. I get it, right? They have just one hit, so everybody's been quiet, but especially the bottom third of the order, 0-9. They've punched out three times. Here's Nunez, who's officially 0-1. He's worked a pair of walks. Was the league leader in walks entering the series. He still is the Midwest League's most frequent walker. Takes a strike, it's 0-1. You remember those folks who would go to the mall right when it opens to power walk? That could be Nassim Nunez down the road 20, 30 years from now. Early morning power walker, Beloit, Wisconsin. One pitch, good slider from Delatry. It's nothing and two. Now, does that still happen or has that gone by the wayside? It does happen. So if I went to the local Peoria Mall tomorrow, right when it opened, I'd find some mall walkers. Okay. Nunez, a swing and a miss, strike three. He will now walk back to the dugout. There's always a segue here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Luca Delatry, 1-2-3, eighth, trying to salvage this one for Edgar Manzo. We go to the home half of the eighth inning. 3-1 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a traditional fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight.
peoria.com.
Robinson Martinez on 6 feet, 190, 24 years old, from Dominican Republic. The Marlins inked him free agent deal last year. I'll give you the numbers on him momentarily. Jacob Buschberger greets him with a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Buschberger, he's carried the load offensively for Peoria. Solo blast in the first, single and a stolen base in the fourth, another single in the sixth. Takes another slider strike. It's quickly nothing and two. Way ahead. The next pitch from Martinez. Check swing. And Buschberger went around. He's down on three pitches. One away. Here's L.J. Jones. The numbers, by the way, on Martinez. He's 0-2 with a 5.53. This will be his 23rd appearance. One shy. 28 innings, 21 hits, 19 runs, 17 of them earned, 16 walks to 45 Ks. He falls behind 1-0 to L.J. Jones, the first baseman this evening. Quick-working Martinez gets a 1-0 swing and a chopper to short. What a stretch by Chu. On the back end of that play, he had to stretch far to his left. Two quick outs in the eighth. Here's Osvaldo Tovalin. First pitch to the left-handed swinger. It's over but low. Ball one. I like this Martinez character. He's got good stuff, and he wastes zero time. He's always on the offensive. He paints the inside edge with a heater to make it 1-1. He works from the line of the bases empty. His next pitch is fouled straight back our way, and I bail. I absolutely bailed on that one. That was a screamer coming back our way. Four! No shot. No shot. Hope everybody's all right down there. What was the exit velo on that one, Alex? 246 miles per hour? What was it? 93? Oh, I should have caught that one. 1-2 breaker, down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Oh, goodness. Next pitch to Tovalin, down and away. Three balls and two strikes. I need to bring a, what is it, a butterfly net up here. We used to have one. I don't know where it went. Something. The payoff pitch down and in, ball four. Tovalin draws a two-out walk. We'll give Tyler Reichenborn an opportunity. Let's quickly check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, shall we? Braves on a solo homer. They just tied the game 1-1. Cardinals and Braves from Atlanta this evening. Reichenborn a wave and a miss, count 0-1. Around the Midwest League tonight, Quad Cities, Cedar Rapids washed out. Game 1 of a doubleheader, West Michigan 7-3 over Dayton. Dragons lead game 2, 3-0. Top of the eighth, Lake County 9-3 over Fort Wayne. Reichenborn fouls one back. It's 0-2. Lansing put a beat down on Great Lakes tonight. 10-1 the final. Wisconsin an out away from sneaking by South Bend. 6-4. That game in the last of the ninth. Nothing in two. Martinez way ahead. Kicking a pitch. Ran inside, nearly grazed Reichenborn. It's now 1-2. Also check in with the Cardinals organization, shall we? Triple A Memphis tied at 6 in the ninth with Durham. Double A Springfield trailing 5-0 at the hands of Arkansas. Robinson's 1-2 slider stayed high. It's now 2-2. Jupiter 4-3. They knock off Palm Beach. One of two series this week between Cardinals and Marlins affiliates. 2-2, a swing and a foul back, Reichenborn. A couple pretty good passes at the heater. We've seen it in the mid-90s. From the right-hander, Martinez, looking for a clean eighth. 2-2 serve. Slider missed down and away, and that fills the count 3-2 with the delivery. Not being held. There he goes. The pitch on its way. Reichenborn skies one to right. Castillo broke in. Now heads back and makes a catch just shy of the track to end the frame. We go to the ninth. Chiefs looking for their first win of the series. Their first win of the homestand. Well, a 3-1 advantage. Gianluca Dellatre heads back to the mound looking to close this one out for our Chiefs. Keep it right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Gianluca Dellatre, the right-hander, tired all six batters that he's faced. Three strikeouts to boot. He'll encounter Salas, Marinez, and Mesa Jr. 2-3-4 in their order. The Chiefs with a 3-1 lead. Look to jump back in front in this season series. First pitch, Salas offers at it and fouls it in amongst the people. Count 0-1. Levi Prater getting loose just in case in that Chiefs pen. One strike on Salas. 0-3 tonight. This pitch a wave and a miss. It's 0-2. Salas not only 0-3, a trio of 4-3 groundouts this evening. He's been nothing if not consistent. Lottery, 60 feet 6 inches away. His 0-2 pitch just missed. Tried to go with a backdoor slider. I think the catcher, Rodriguez, didn't present that ball very well. Perhaps it made the difference for Brian Van Vranken, our home plate umpire. Now the 1-2 serve. Swing and a miss, strike three. Salas down on strikes. Lottery cruising out of the pen. Love to ensure that the tying run never gets to the plate. There's Emmanuel Marinez. May have heard that in the background. 25 pitches now, 20 strikes for Delatry. Just offering, of course, on cue, misses high for ball one. That's usually how it goes. Hey, what's some threatening clouds starting to move in overhead? I think this one's in the ninth. Swing and a miss by Marinez. Count 1-1. Marinez, he's taken some violent hacks in this series. Guy who's got plenty of pop, 9 homers on the year. Comes a 1-1 home. Slider, and a good one. Drops in for a strike. It's 1-2. Base is empty. One out here in the top of the ninth. Chiefs looking to hang on. They lead it 3-1. Delatry, a deep breath. Now the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. 2-2. Everybody up on the railing, the top step in the Beloit third base dugout. Here's a 2-2. Breaking ball, and it just missed. They appeal on a check swing, but Marinez nowhere near offering. And that fills the count to the brim. 3-2. Reached a breaking point here. Obviously a significant pitch. In this one, the 3-2 home. Swing and a miss. Marinez dispatched by 92-mile-per-hour heat. 3 straight punch-outs for Delatry dating back to the 8th. Sky Carp are down to their final out this evening in the form of Victor Mesa Jr. Ones across the board for Beloit. One run, one hit, one error. That's it. The visitors this evening. 3-6-1 for our guys. Lottery's first pitch misses down and in, ball one. Infield shaded towards the right side. No pitch. Mesa swinging a foul back. Count even at one. He has been the offense tonight, right? Leadoff homer off of the starter, Edgar Manzo, not only put his team on the board, it ended the no-hit bid. Count even at one. Delatry, a deliberate worker. His next pitch is cut on and missed. Sky Carp down to their final strike this evening. One and two, the count on Victor Mesa Jr. In addition to his homer, he's grounded out and punched out. Delatry has his sign, the 1-2. Fastball taken high. That's a good spot to miss, isn't it? Just up and just out of the zone. If Mesa can get on top of a fastball in that location, you tip your cap. Rodriguez sets up high yet again. 2-2 pitch. It missed down and in. Full count, 3-2. Banfield, the on-deck batter. He has plenty of power. You know, for a team, Beloit, that has hit the third fewest homers, they have a ton of raw pop in their lineup. 3-2, and it just missed outside. Rodriguez tried to steal a strike, but couldn't do so. Tying run will indeed get a chance here in the ninth in the form of the aforementioned Will Banfield. Mention that Levi Prater is up. Perhaps he's up in case Davis Bradshaw get a chance. He's the on-deck batter, a left-handed swinger. Autry to Banfield. The first pitch is popped up. Foul ground right side. Jones is out of room. Lands in the seats. Delatry from Wall, New Jersey. He's been really good here tonight. He entered with just a 1.93 ERA. Number is dipping. Look out, a pickoff throw to first. Jones was in the vicinity, but not exactly holding the runner. Could have been very dangerous. One strike on the hitter Banfield. Here's the next pitch, and it's fouled straight back. Beloit again down to their final strike tonight. Oh, and two. Modest lead off of first for Mesa. Delatry to the plate. Called strike three. This game is over. Chiefs win it 3-1, the final. They hold the Skycarp to just one hit. What an effort tonight by Edgar Manzo, his third high A start. He gets his first win in a Chiefs uniform. Tip of the cap to Edgar and to Gianluca Delatry, who secured the final nine outs. He allowed just one base runner. In the process, the two-out walk to Mesa that made things semi-interesting. But in the end, the Chiefs win it. They put it in the win column. 3-1 the final. Peoria proves to 32-46 with the win. Skycarp now 3-under at 37-40. 3-1 Chiefs win a quick one tonight thanks to the pitching staff. How about Jacob Buschberger offensively? Three hits and a homer for Bush. That does it for me. Cody Schindler saying goodnight from Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. Chiefs win it 3-1. Plenty more to come, and they'll wrap it up. He will recap the performance from Edgar Manzo, Gianluca Delatry, a combined one-hitter tonight. Chiefs win it 3-1. Enjoy the rest of your Thirsty Thursday. I'll talk to you tomorrow right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Thanks for spending some time with us. Brendan Howe will put a bow on it next on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Of the first couple of nights of this series. Peoria finally gets one in the win column this week against Beloit. They wind up the victors by a final of 3-1. We'll give you the final line here in just a second. Peoria victorious, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Beloit, 1 run, just 1 hit and 1 error in the ball game tonight. A game that featured not much offense, but the Chiefs didn't need it. The story of the night was pitching. And a lot of it, Edgar Manzo and Gianluca Delatry, they combine for a complete effort tonight. All around, they got pitched to contact, all in the yard, except for that one hit that Beloit was able to muster up. That came in the seventh inning. We'll get to why that solo home run is significant in the Chiefs' win. It was because Edgar Manzo He took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. He got through six innings, which was a season-long effort for him. His previous was four innings. He did that three times. But tonight he far surpassed that and then some, as he was a big part, probably the biggest part, of why the Chiefs were able to wind up victorious tonight. He wound up his final line, six runs, just the one hit, the one earned run, the solo home run. Three walks and five strikeouts for Edgar Manzo tonight. He earns the win to get his record to 1-1 on the year. Gianluca Dellatri, three shutout innings. He did not allow a hit, a walk, and six strikeouts. He averaged two an inning. He picks up his fourth save of the year in the Chiefs' 32nd win in the 2022 campaign. They improved to 32-46, 4-8 in the second half, but late with the loss. They dropped to 37-40 overall, back to 500 in the latter half of the 2022 season at 6-6. The offense for the Chiefs, it was led by Jacob Buschberger. He had a home run in the first inning that got the scoring started, and it would stay that way until the fourth when the Chiefs would again strike. It was a base hit from Buschberger to lead off the inning, and then an error charged to the Beloit second baseman Rosario on a throwing error on a ground ball. Looked pretty routine from Tyler Reichenborn, and then the throw just kind of sailed and allowed Buschberger to come in to score. That would put the Chiefs up 2-0. They would tack on one more on a Brady Whalen RBI base hit down the right field line in the fifth inning to make it a 3-0 game. And then Beloit struck for the home run from Victor Mesa, his fourth of the season. That led off the seventh inning. And that signaled the end of the line for Edgar Manzo tonight. And Gianluca Dellatri would emerge from the bullpen. And he took it the rest of the way in a fine pitching performance from the Chiefs. By far their best of the year. Edgar Manzo's best performance of the season as well. He gets the win. Pat Monteverde, the starter for Beloit tonight, he picks up the loss, although he wasn't bad by any means. He allowed just three runs, but he absorbs a defeat. That's just how the baseball goes sometimes. And Gianluca Dellatri, of course, the aforementioned pick of this season. We started at 6:38. We conclude at 8:49, 2 hours and 11 minutes, the time of the ball game tonight, in front of 1,301 spectators at Dozier Park on this July the 7th. We'll give you a look at some of our box score before we jump out of here. Of course, Jacob Buschberger, you could highlight his offensive performance. We talked about how Edgar Manzo deserves player of the game honors, but Buschberger certainly led the charge at the dish. He had three hits, three for four efforts, scored a couple of times, drove in a run. His average, he came in under 300. He is right back over that plateau at 311 on the season. Brady Whalen, one for four in RBI, and everybody else, Osvaldo Tobolin, one of the others with a hit. Just four Chiefs had a hit tonight, and Todd Lott was the other out of the leadoff spot. His average at 234 on the year now. He is one for four with a run scored in tonight's effort as well. The bottom half of the order, the bottom four in the order, in fact, Tyler Reichenborn, Mendoza, Luis Rodriguez, Tommy Jew, all hitless tonight, but it did not matter as the Chiefs pitching staff got the job done here tonight from Dozier Park. Once again, the final score, 3-1 Chiefs. They pick up a victory here on this Thursday night. They draw a little bit closer in this week's series, 2-1 now, Beloit with the edge. Same time, same place, same couple of squads tomorrow night as we get set to do it all again from Dozier Park. The Chiefs will hand the ball to Austin Love tomorrow night, making his next start. He's 4-7 with a 6.72 ERA. Dax Fulton, the left-hander for Beloit, he will get the nod for the Skycarp, 2-5 with a 5.16. As the Chiefs will look to continue this newfound momentum, see if the pitching staff can deliver once again tomorrow night. 6:35, first pitch right here from Dozier Park. Austin Love, Dax Fulton, Cody and I will be here. We hope you are too. We thank you for spending part of your evening tonight with us on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. For the entire Chiefs media staff and for the aforementioned Mr. Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe, saying so long and good night. Have a good rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:20 pregame show right here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Chiefs win it 3-1.